Welcome to Tip TV Sport. Let's talk to my favourite bookmaker in the whole wide world, Mr. Alex Donoghue. He works in the PR department of Ladbrokes. Alex, very good morning to you.
Morning to you. Very kind words. Thank you very much.
Well, it's, in terms of the bookies at the moment, are you winning or losing generally?
I think generally it's pretty much a score draw at the moment. York, last week, the big horse racing meeting, quite a lot of the fancied horses went in there, so that was one up for the punters. Obviously some funny football results over the weekend that helped level things out a little bit. Leicester Arsenal drawing the big game on TV was always a helpful one for us. So it's pretty much on as even going into the bumper bank holiday weekend. So let's see who's got the smile on their face come Tuesday morning.
Understood. Okay, so there's a whole array of games. And obviously at the beginning of the season you get a little bit of inconsistency. That must make it even more tricky for the punter to take you guys to the cleaners.
Yeah, absolutely. So we obviously thrive on funny results and things not going exactly as the form book would suggest. So teams like Hull, they're helping us out with that one a great deal. Look, we don't want the results to be impossible all the time, because that way around people might think that this is a game worth carrying on with. So we want the favourites to win some of the time, but we always like a spanner being thrown in the works. Otherwise, we wouldn't exist as a business. So that's where we're at, and hopefully this weekend we will hopefully see a few more draws and a few more upset results to keep everything ticking along.
Understood. OK, well, let's just go down the coupon, all right? And any observations, give us a shout. Tottenham are at home to Liverpool.
Well, that looks like probably the tie of the weekend. I'd imagine that's one that's going to be very, very close in the betting. People have different opinions on that. Spurs have got off to a pretty decent start. Liverpool obviously beat Arsenal on their last trip to North London, and then they lost away at Burnley, so that was one of these funny results that we're talking about. I think that's a game we'd like to think there'd be some goals in that game. Both teams to score will be odds on around 1-2, but that looks like a banker if you're doing both teams to score doubles and trebles, etc. I think it could be a really open game. I think Liverpool scored plenty of goals the other weekend. They conceded, so let's go over 3.5 goals. That's probably going to be around 2-1. Let's even go over 4.5 goals, so we're talking maybe a 2-3 or a 3-3 or something like that. I think this could be a thriller.
Wow. Okay, so let's move on to my beloved team. Crystal Palace are at home to Bournemouth. So rumours of uncertainty and sort of troubles for Mr. Pardew and losing the changing room. Are you seeing any money coming in? I know his odds came in quite sharply sort of a week ago. Are you still seeing people chasing Pardew out?
Well, I think that's dried up a little bit just because the Benteke deal has obviously been done. Put it this way, we haven't been inundated with bets for Benteke to be Golden Boot this year or anything
right.
like that. However, the punters and the fans seem to think that that could have steadied the ship and calmed the nerves of the Palace faithful a little bit. Why don't we go, Ben, assuming he's eligible to play this weekend, which I believe he is, why don't we go Benteke to score the first goal of the game, 5-1, or Benteke to score at any time? That's probably going to be somewhere between the 6-1 or 2-1 mark. I think Palace might be buoyed by the arrival of Benteke. We'll get him on the score sheet and we'll go Palace to win 1-0 and turn the season around from here.
Oh, I'd be very, very happy with that. Watford entertain the Arsenal. Comfortable away win?
You would think so. Although Watford haven't actually looked that bad to date. They obviously held Chelsea for a long period of the game last weekend. I think Arsenal probably ought to win and they'll be a team for your coupons and your multiples, but I would not have the family silver on Arsenal to win that game. And this could be one that might go the way of the bookies if Watford can do anything to have their say in this one. So I think Arsenal ought to win, but I wouldn't have your family silver on it.
Understood. And finally, Hull against Man United. Is the dream set to continue for another weekend?
It could well be. Man United obviously look like they're actually getting everything together under Mourinho. They were very professional in the way they dispatched Southampton last weekend. Obviously, Hull defying all odds at the moment. They're the team that we thought couldn't even put an 11 men on the field at the start of the season, but they've obviously had a brilliant start. I think United might just get this one done, but it could be a game that Hull have their say in. So why don't we go Man United to win, both teams scoring the game, Man U to win 2-1, maybe even 3-2. Another game with goals and another exciting game to watch this weekend.
Understood. And very finally, I better have a few words on your team. Everton at home to Stoke. And obviously, you've now got my favourite player, Balassi.
Yeah, I think this ought to be a win for Everton, actually. But it was a decent performance from behind to beat West Brom last weekend. I think the players seem to know their job and the way that Coleman wants them to play. Balassi, again, his influence should be felt. I think Stoke have been reasonable to date. But I think back at home at Goodison Park, this is a banker for me. We'll stick Everton in along with our treble. So we'll go Arsenal, Everton, and both teams score Liverpool Spurs. That's the weekend treble for me.
Alex Donoghue, PR from Ladbrokes, thank you very much indeed for taking time out for the Tip TV crowd. Have a great bank holiday weekend.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy the sport.
Okay, that wraps up the sports. Have a good day. Thank you.